Something may be lurking.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The economic numbers out this morning look pretty good at face value. The government says GDP grew at a rate of almost 2% last quarter. That was better than the first quarter, so by the numbers, the economy's not shrinking. But it's a little suspicious, given all the other things going on. Marketplace's Janet Babin has more from North Carolina Public Radio.
Government stimulus checks gave the U.S. economy a bit of a boost in the second quarter. Or maybe it was those income tax refunds. Peter Morisi's an economist and business professor at the University of Maryland.
They made a big difference in May. Retail sales really jumped that month. A good deal of the money was saved, however, and spending didn't continue into June and July.
Morisi says any growth from the stimulus checks is unsustainable and won't be enough to turn the economy around long term. Instead, Morisi says we need to tame the credit crunch and become more energy independent.
Our huge consumption of gasoline, the payments for that go abroad, and the broken banks in New York, which have created a shortage of credit.
That'll continue to shrink the job market. We also learned this morning the number of workers filing claims for unemployment insurance soared to the highest level in more than 5 years. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Wall Street was expecting better GDP numbers, so that's not going to help the chances of a three-day rally. Will oil stocks save the day? Well, it's kind of funny. ExxonMobil reported the biggest profit ever by a U.S. corporation, $11.6 billion last quarter. But Wall Street was expecting the sun and the moon, so Exxon shares are down 3%. The Dow has lost 78 points in the early going to 11,504. The S&P 500 is down 4 points. The NASDAQ is flat so far. In Asia, the markets finished a fraction higher today, but European shares have turned down on the GDP report. United Airlines says it's canceled more than 300 flights the past 2 weeks because pilots called in sick. But the airline doesn't think there's a rash of flu. It filed a lawsuit asking a judge to stop the union from abusing sick time as a form of protest. The pilots are upset about United's plan to lay off 1,000 pilots. Meanwhile, there's a bill in California that would give every worker in the state some sick time. Right now, 40% of California employees have no sick days whatsoever. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Health groups say that mandating paid sick leave would mean better health for all Californians. Jonathan Heller runs Human Impact Partners. He says employees without paid sick leave include many restaurant workers and nursing home staff, people with ample opportunity to infect others.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, documented that a restaurant worker in Michigan who did not have paid sick days infected 500 people with stomach flu in 2006 when he went to work sick.
Heller says the U.S. could lower healthcare costs if it focused more on preventing illnesses from getting worse, and sick leave is a key part of that. Marty Fisher is with the California Chamber of Commerce. She says it's not always easy for employers to do the right thing.
There's only a certain amount of money in the business, and employers have to make difficult choices, and this isn't always an option.
She says if the bill became law, employers might have to cut back on workers' hours or pay. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
Texas oil man T. Boone Pickens is on a mission. Yesterday, he said he was creating an army of people to lobby for his energy plan. That plan is to move toward wind power and natural gas and away from imported oil. Commentator Will Wilkinson has been studying the plan, and so far he isn't impressed.
Maybe you've seen T. Boone Pickens' commercial by now.
Did you know, back in 1970, we imported 24% of our oil, and by 1990, it was 42%.
The corporate takeover artist and hedge fund chairman is in the process of building the world's largest wind farm. He's also the nation's largest supplier of transportation-related natural gas. Imagine Pickens' surprise when he discovered that our environmental and economic salvation is to use subsidized wind power to replace the natural gas we use to generate electricity, and then to use that freed-up natural gas to power our cars. We could use new wind power to replace dirty coal instead, but that's not the plan. All commercials are trying to sell us something, but Pickens' ad isn't aimed at us, the consumers, but as voters, sadly underinformed and easily stirred by appeals to emotion. The Pickens plan is not about offering you, the consumer, a choice. If wind power were more efficient than the alternatives, we'd already be using more of it. If natural gas cars were attractive to consumers, we'd already be driving more of them. The Pickens plan is about getting the government to use its powers to tax, regulate, and subsidize, and pick winners in the energy sector. When Pickens says,
over $700 billion are leaving this country to foreign nations every year,
and adds up to,
it'll be the largest transfer of wealth in the history of mankind,
he's leaning hard on our worst nationalist impulses and attacking the very idea of peaceful, mutually beneficial trade. Listening to Pickens, you'd never know we got something for all that money. What he's really saying is, why buy the things you need from dangerous foreigners when you could be paying more to buy them from rock-ribbed Americans, like T. Boone Pickens? In the end, the Pickens plan is that the government use its power to make Pickens the winner. Don't help him. The last time Pickens spent millions on political ads, the Swift Boat veterans offered us, the voters, their version of the truth. How do you like how that turned out?
Will Wilkinson is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. You can find a link to his blog on our website, marketplace.org. For 63 quarters in a row, Starbucks made a profit. That's every quarter since it went public in 1992. Starbucks said it lost money last quarter. Costs are up and fewer people are buying coffees. But Starbucks shares are up this morning. Investors seem to like the future plans, close some stores instead of opening one every day. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.